Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm just incriminating everyone.
Yeah, no, I'm like, will you shut the fuck?
Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. My name's Joe. Please welcome Carly and Erin, sisters.
Or are they lovers?
All right, Joe, you can open your eyes. It looks haunted.
It looks like a horror movie.
You've seen them before on my channel. You've seen me on their channel. So make sure to hit the subscribe button if you're new. We're almost at 30,000 subscribers. I want to hit it by the end of the month. And let me know who else you want to see on the podcast.
That's when we're stopping. Two more. Two more weeks.
So you guys are done after this.
We only had 150 episodes.
So kick back, relax, and enjoy Carly and Erin Gilroy.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to go.
Do you think he looks like Eminem?
I think that you look like you are trying to like sell me a car at Enterprise.
Well, this is Eminem's exact outfit. It's his exact hat. So do you think Eminem is an Enterprise
worker? That's his exact hat?
Yeah.
Also, you don't buy cars at Enterprise, you rent them.
Well, you know what I mean.
CarMax.
No, I meant Enterprise. Like, okay. Like you trying look like an car. Enterprise employee right now.
You're lucky I don't go after you.
What's this voice?
Eminem.
You could work on that one a little bit.
You're lucky I don't go after you. But yeah, I just got this hat. Pretty sick, huh?
Is that his actual hat?
Are you
going
to wear that outside?
Why do you look disgruntled?
You should with sunglasses and be like, oh my God, no one look at me.
That'd be so cool for you guys. Make it look like you guys are hanging out with Eminem.
I'm scarred by Ashley. I don't think that's a good
Who's
idea.
Who's Ashley?
You know Ashley.
Oh, don't even.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift Ashley.
Are you guys sisters?
Basically, yes.
Are you guys on the same cycle?
Not right now.
Dude, we can check mine.
Yo, did you
It's 11-11, make a wish.
Oh, did you get sick from eating a snail?
Yeah, how did you know that?
You put it on your podcast.
You listen to that? Do you listen to every single one of our podcast episodes?
He's obsessed. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like I'm meeting my heroes.
They're like hours long.
You guys put out so much content.
What was the title of the episode?
Couldn't tell ya.
Literally yesterday we recorded.
Oh, it's on out. That one's not out yet, so he wouldn't know.
Oh.
We talked about it last week because we recorded last week.
After you vomited
from the snail. Yeah.
Would you eat that you got food poisoning?
No, it's not food poisoning. I have a food intolerance to shellfish.
And you didn't know that?
No, I did know that, but I've had snails before and it's been fine. It's become like a trial and error of what I can and cannot have. I also didn't really know that a snail was a shellfish.
I assumed it was just a bug.
A bug. It's a bird.
It's really weird,
it's
like
dinosaur.
Good influences, the effect it has on our actual lives we talked about.
It's scary.
Because Carly... She brought it up on the podcast because she uses snail mucin on her face. And she was like, oh my God, Erin, I heard that if you have like a shellfish allergy, your face can break out. And I was like, har, like snails aren't shellfish.
And then we were just like, your last four brain cells.
Trying to figure it out.
Basically me and Erin. But Matt was like, it is a shellfish. And Erin's like, wait, what?
Like, it's not in the sea.
Yeah, you're like, that. He's like, there are snails in the sea. So.
It's just like something that you don't, like the only place I ever see, and then I was like, oh yeah, duh, like there are snails on the beach. But like you think of them more like on a plant.
Right.
Yeah, like on the sidewalk.
Pavement.
Were you throwing up from it?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Out of my mouth and my butt.
No.
Yeah.
Photos?
No.
Why?
I asked her if she recorded herself throwing up, but she didn't.
Because Mike did that one
Mike
time.
Mike has filmed himself throw up before.
To see what he looked like.
I kind of want to try next time. I should have done that yesterday, and I threw up yesterday, but for no reason.
I feel like you probably didn't have enough time.
I didn't. I was literally pooping, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. And then I was like, oh God, I got to finish. So I finished really fast and threw up as soon as the water came back up. And thank God I had cleaned the toilet the day before.
Oh.
Sparkling clean.
Tis the season.
When we were talking the other day, I feel like your vocabulary is so different than mine. You talk about all these different medicines that I don't know what they are.
Like what?
You have like 1,000 milligrams of something. And
vitamin D.
Yeah, but then you were taking something else because that's what there was so much of.
If you take vitamin D with Prozac, it helps the Prozac more. So I started taking it with it.
Right. Weren't you taking like 10,000 milligrams?
Yeah, I was taking 10,000. I think they're called like IUs. I don't know what it is, like some unit. And you're supposed to take like 3,000 to 5,000. So I've been taking 10,000 a day. So
double
the
dose.
Yeah, I got my blood work done and the vitamin D was crazy high. And I was like, oopsie. And it can cause stuff. Like it can harm you if you take too much, but... whatever.
And you changed it now?
Well, yeah, I don't take it now.
Now she's withdrawing, and that's why she got sick.
Yeah, we were joking that I threw up yesterday because I was withdrawing from vitamin D.
Today's episode is sponsored by Zyn. If you're looking for muscle recovery after a hard workout, relief from a night out, or battling some kind of inflammation from IBS or other autoimmune diseases, then you need this drink. Zyn drinks contain turmeric, and if you aren't familiar with this orange spice found in a lot of Indian food, you should be. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years for its health benefits, such as reducing inflammation, muscle recovery, and as a natural immunity boost. Zyn's drink mix, which is right here, not only has added turmeric, but also contains your daily vitamins C, D, and zinc, plus electrolytes. And with how great it tastes, I am shocked that each stick pack only has 2 grams of sugar and 10 calories. There's no caffeine, and you can still consume your daily fix of coffee and refresh with a Zyn at any time in the day, whether it's be morning, noon, or night. Not only do they come in cans, but they come in the powder form. I put it in my drink after my workout, and I feel so good and refreshed afterwards. I've been taking it for the past 3 months, so I'm really excited that we got to partner up today. And right now, because you guys are watching, if you use my code Joe, you get 15% off your order of Zyn. Try the powder packs, try the cans. So if you're looking for a fast recovery, try Zyn. Thank you guys so much for watching. Now back to the podcast. Did you guys watch the iHeartRadio?
I didn't know you could watch it.
Oh yeah, it's on TV.
Thou shalt
what
not
channel?
Thou shalt not
I don't know, but it was on last night. Taylor won.
Oh yeah, she won Artist of the Year.
She won Artist of the Year.
Are they
pop
real
artist?
Wars?
I don't know.
And TikTok Bop.
TikTok Bop.
Yeah.
Did they have a TikTok Shop section? Because I'd love to know what would win that.
Is that a store
the
now?
Alex Earl Mirror.
Ooh, that's a good one. The light,
whatever.
It's got to be the TikTok Shop of the Year award would go to the Alex Earl Light or
the American flag sweater.
The pickle sweater.
Oh, I only get Pop Darts.
Pop Tarts?
Darts. You throw them. It's almost like what's that thing?
Well, that's like your vibe.
Yeah, it is Pop my vibe. Darts. Barbecue backyard dad type of stuff.
Yeah, literally.
Did you guys do anything for Easter?
I rotted.
No, Noel and I got each other little Easter baskets. And that's it.
That was so sweet. What'd you guys get?
And he made deviled eggs, and they were so good. He got
Why are you gasping?
He got me Slim Fast.
What do you mean?
She means he got me Slim Fast
he's and like, I got him a toothbrush. Yeah, no, literally, like, he's like, you need to lose weight now, bitch. No, I'm kidding. I don't want Nolan to be looked at in a negative light because he would probably have a massive panic attack if that came out like a clip.
I cut that part.
I told teachers like, Carly's like taking Slim Fast now.
Well, I do like it because, okay, here's why. It's because we, like, for the past couple of years, we were just, like, joking how, as kids, we would slam Slim Fast, like, at home because our parents just had it.
And you didn't know what it was for?
Well, no, I knew it was, like, some, like, diet thing, but it tasted so good. They had, like, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. Only had chocolate, but I would down them, and it still tastes exactly the same. So, like, kind of as an inside joke, he got me other stuff, but he also got me a thing of Slim Fast. But I like it because now the past couple days I eat oatmeal in the morning, and then I also have a Slim Fast, and then I get more full. It's supposed to be like a meal replacement, but I can't replace a meal with a drink. So.
You gotta get like a nice like protein.
I have protein drink. Powder.
Yeah,
but Slim Fast is like
is
nostalgic
Slim Fast,
for me.
Would you think? Would you say it's like a Midwest thing?
Yeah, it's not out here, but my mom, I feel like my mom used to take it.
Yeah.
It was like back east type of thing.
Also when like body image was terrible.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People were like for real replacing their meals with like Slim Fast, which I feel like is probably not a good idea. Maybe
what
like once
it?
In a while, but.
Is it just low calorie?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a ton of protein, I guess.
It intended to be a meal replacement.
Yeah.
Can you bring the mic a little closer to you? Sick.
Did you do anything for Easter?
Yeah, I went to a Dodger game.
Oh,
I went on Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah, it rained though, and then when the rain delay happened, I left.
Are you a Dodgers girly?
No.
I feel like I've never seen.
She's
you
offended.
It
by
was
the
cool
Dodger
though.
Stadium.
I was like, I would like to. I'll go back.
You should. It's a fun vibe.
Yeah.
Where'd you sit?
I have no idea.
There's a section in the stadium where it's like unlimited food, and they bring you.
We did that one time, and then TJ got sick the whole night.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my third game,
what
and
do you
I probably
eat,
was
snail?
There for like an inning. No, just like a lot of Dodger dogs, because it's all you can eat.
What's new with TJ?
Well, he finished his DJ classes.
Your world famous DJ husband.
Yeah, finished my husband who's played every major music festival.
Coachella, Lala.
Bonnaroo, like EDC.
Has a monthly sold out show here in Hollywood.
had a residency in Vegas.
And finally he went to school. Thank God.
Finally he learned how to DJ.
We were like, you need to get your ass to school, you piece of scum.
What did he learn?
had a DJ, literally. Like, on Emo Night's bio, it's always been, like, not a We're band, not DJs. Like, we just throw a fun party. So, yeah, they've just been faking it the whole time.
And now he graduated DJ school?
I mean, it wasn't like they didn't actually graduate. He just completed a course. And then I threw, like, a funny, like, oh, you graduated party. Uh-huh. But it's, I was saying to Carly, like, his dad texted us the day after the party and was like, you graduated from DJ school? Like, you don't tell us anything. Because, like, it's not, it wasn't, like, it's a big, like, deal. Serious. Like, they just, like, completed a course. It'd be like if I did, like, pottery school for 10 weeks. You know what I mean?
Graduation party.
Yeah.
Was anyone else in that class?
I think there was, like, 5 or 6 students in the class. Yeah, Diplo was
in. Marshmallow was getting his brush up.
No, just, like, Relax. Young people who, it's, like, a thing that they want to do.
Is he friends with other DJs now?
Well, yeah, they've done, like electronic festivals.
Other DJs hate them.
So they've met a few, like, they are friends with this guy called Keizo. I know they've done, like, a few events with him. I don't know.
Are they friends with Diplo?
I don't think so. I don't think Diplo. But they meet, like, a lot of DJs.
Is CJ gonna, like, DJ this week at Emo Night?
I have no idea.
He's
probably,
like,
not.
He's so scared, probably.
I feel like
so
it's just, like, a different
too.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of...
That's
like,
true. They
Emo Night
song.
Is just an event where you go and push play on a song.
You're right.
Is anyone gonna be there this weekend?
Us.
Like, musical artists?
Yeah.
Probably. You always ask and I never know.
I want to know. I want to come.
I can ask him.
Yeah, can you?
I'll say Joe wants to know.
Yeah.
Come on Friday. The theme is Dreamo Night, so you just wear pajamas.
Done.
It's like a slumber party.
Or just like a sweatsuit or something. Like,
let me ask
so
him.
I love sweats.
You know? I'll say Joe wants to know who's coming on Friday.
Who would you die for?
Oh, he also started
Tom
a DeLong. Podcast. Well, if Tom DeLonge was going, I would know.
We would know, yeah.
It might be someone cool. I mean, they're always, like, cool guests. But a lot of them are repeats, so I've already done it, you know?
Right, like 303.
Oh, yeah, I love them. If they were coming, though, like, anytime they come, I would be excited just because I love Nat and Sean.
What'd you guys think of Raising Cane's the other day?
The other day?
Oh, last month.
Like, months ago. I thought it was fine.
I thought the chicken was really good. Like, I was impressed by the chicken. It did not taste like fast food chicken.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really good. But other than that, it's like, put more things on the menu. It's only chicken.
I loved the bread. Like, I would go back for the bread. I don't really like the sauce they use because it's too peppery.
It's so good.
It's peppery.
I don't like,
I like it, though.
You could drink it.
I'm just, like, not a pepper girl.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available
available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you hear where we're going today?
No.
Do you have time after?
Yeah, I'm not doing a damn thing.
I'm free till
June. And I'll be 9 p.m. hungry. I had to starve myself this morning because I had to get blood drawn.
I could have brought you some Slim Fast. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I ordered on my way home, I ordered a Muffin Can Stop Us to the house. I was
Jorizo?
Like, I need it.
Oh, slay.
No, I just got the American.
I want to go to BJ's.
Oh, we're going to Burbank.
I figured that was okay.
Wait, are we going to eat at the restaurant?
In the car, obviously. We're not crazy.
Okay.
I figured because we went to In-N-Out in Burbank and it's right there, so I figured the drive would be okay.
Totally fine.
But I wanted to get a pizookie, a pizza, and monkey bread.
What is monkey bread?
Exactly. I've never had any.
Really? I think I have.
I've never been to BJ's.
Neither have I.
There were BJ's in New Jersey, right?
No, none.
No, but like the Costco BJ's?
Yes, the clothing store. I think it's a clothing store.
It was like a Costco where I was.
Oh, maybe.
Do you want to fight about it? That?
Yeah, I'm down. You know, I used to work at TJ Maxx.
Ooh.
Actually?
Yeah, pretty sick.
Cool.
What was your discount?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that, actually.
Probably 15%. I don't even know if I had a discount.
Damn.
What?
The only people that shopped there were old ladies at the time.
I loved TJ Maxx.
I know, going in there, smelling all the candles.
Yeah.
I probably didn't even get a discount.
I went into a Home Goods recently, and I was like, this is kind of sick.
Home Goods is amazing now.
Yeah.
The smells. Oh, so many nice smells. It reminds me of home. It's so Midwest feeling in there.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like small town.
Yes.
Everything discounted, but also it's still kind of expensive. But I got some cute glassware.
Ooh.
Which I'm very excited about. I have not yet used them.
I hope those stores never go out of business. I feel like they're next up.
Because of like online
retail? Yeah. Like the Bed Bath & Beyond just closed.
What do you think they're going to put in that space?
I don't know. And did you see
what... I told TJ, you should throw an emo night at the abandoned Bed Bath & Beyond.
Can he?
Like, that would be so sick.
That'd be a sick rave.
I know.
Personally, I hope they just build more apartments there.
Really?
Oh, no. You're so right. They're probably gonna.
Landlords, let's go.
It's a big space.
It
like,
is.
That's fucking huge.
Like, maybe it'll be like a Target or something. That I wish.
We don't have any Targets over here.
No. Just like in Sherman Oaks. Basically Van Nuys.
On Sepulveda. TJ texted you back.
Oh.
We have a leak for emo night.
We have Craig Owens.
Oh, from Cheetos?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I've met him like a handful of times briefly. Like, I do not know him well. Every time. He's like the nicest man. Just a sweetie angel. And then he said Ashton from Five Sauce.
Whoa!
you could come meet him, get him on your pod.
I volunteered with him the other day.
You did?
What did you do?
At the food bank.
What kind of food bank? Where was it?
It was pretty far. It was like an hour and a half away.
Oh, whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're going to come?
That's so random that you were both there.
I would love to.
Come.
Okay.
Let me know. I'll say put him on the list. Oh, and Marco from Sugar Cult, also an angel.
One of my favorite bands, the lead singer, Tim Pagnotti, and I have the same birthday.
Damn.
Marco would 1,000% come on your podcast.
Wait, is he a producer now?
I have no idea.
Uh-oh. It's like everyone he likes.
Yeah. I was with Derek on Friday from State Champs.
I want to go golfing with him.
He brought that up.
Oh, I should hit him up.
He was like, Joe is so nice. He was like, it was such a good interview. He was like, I don't really do podcasts, but he was like, he was great.
Oh, that's sick.
So.
Yeah, we had games we play on over here.
Angel.
So cool. How'd you see him? You saw him. How was he?
Yeah, so good. I can't wait to go to the show in April because he only had to play like 4 songs.
For Fall Out Boy?
Mm-hmm.
As the opener.
Yeah, it was them and then Hot Mulligan, then Jimmy Eat World, then Fall Out Boy. Oof. And I went.
Wasn't the main there?
No, they did the West Coast leg.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
However, I got there at 6 o'clock so that I could watch games we play. And then I didn't care about like anything until Fall Out Boy. And I stayed there for so long for you, MN.
How is Fall Out Boy live?
They're really good. But I was saying it on our podcast, they just like, it seems like they're just there to do it now. You know what I mean? I also think it's really hard to go from like watching a Taylor Swift to then like another artist.
Well, I remember I think we saw One Direction before we saw Taylor Swift, right? 1989 tour.
Yes.
We saw One Direction and then we saw Taylor Swift and I was like, damn. I mean, we love One Direction, but it was just like all they're doing is just run around the stage. Yeah. But like Taylor Swift is like every song is a fucking music video down to a T of like choreography.
Yeah, like Fall Out Boy, they just like stay in the same spot on the stage for the whole time, basically. But like Emin, he's running around, like getting the crowd involved and stuff. So it's definitely like a difference. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Of course, they're older. Like if I was Fall Out Boy people's age, I'd be like, get me a fucking stool.
Yeah, let me sit and perform.
For 2 hours.
Bring my bed on stage.
He's really building an audience too.
Emin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the TikTok that blew up. Like, I feel like we saw it like when he first posted it. And then I was like, oh my God, it's huge. And then he blew the fuck up.
I'm pretty sure it's his manager. I was like, I discovered him before you did. I was drunk in like the friends and family room. And it was like literally my first time meeting him. And he was like, okay.
You found him from TikTok too?
Yeah. I literally saw the TikTok and I told TJ, I was like, you got to get this guy. Like, he's going to blow up. This is so good. Like, it's so peak, like, 2004, 2005, emo nostalgia. Just, like, the way that the song was written, it sounded. And I loved it so much. And I feel like I haven't heard something like that in such a long time. I told TJ, he immediately reached out to him. And then, like, a little bit of drama happened because he blew the fuck up. And the person who had worked for him at the time was kind of like, oh, like, he's too big now. He can't come to emo night. And so then he didn't go to emo night, but Emin wound up going to emo night anyway. But now he has like new management and all as well. And he came to emo night in New York and did it there. And it was really fun.
Do you like Neck Deep's new album?
I do. I think it's really good.
So good.
I love Neck Deep. There's a song on the new Games We Play album that reminds Round and Round.
Yes.
It sounds like a Neck Deep song.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I'll play it when we go to do the mukbang.
Pazuki.
I'll play the... My friend has a new song that just came out, and I love it.
Oh,
it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like The Starting Line or like...
What's the... Northbound? Northbound.
I think you would fucking love this band.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen them on TikTok.
Probably. He's great. It's like, it's just him, but...
And another sweetie.
He's such a sweetie. You would really like him. You should probably interview him if you like his music.
Does he live around here?
Yeah. They live really... He lives with Emma. Like, oh, okay. They're roommates. Yeah.
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 And they were roommates.
Guess who I have coming over on Thursday?
Okay, let's do 20 questions.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a fun game we play with Joe, and we never get
we
it
never get it
we're
right.
Not even close ever.
Does it have to do with like wrestling, MMA?
No.
Okay. Oh. Music.
Like, now we have a chance.
Yeah. Music.
Well, I could get like a handful of the divas.
Yes, you can. Well, they're not divas anymore, so.
Well, and they'll never not be divas to me.
That middle one looks like Heather from Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a musician?
No.
Oh.
A YouTuber?
No.
A TikToker?
Nope.
A Real Housewife? A reality TV star?
No.
A chef?
No.
A CEO?
No. A CEO?
More like a Cuban. Poppy or something. Like a Poppy or something.
Yeah, I tried getting her.
The Poppy
exactly.
girl?
Yeah.
You couldn't get her?
I don't think I emailed the right person.
Okay, how many questions? 9 so far? Okay, mm-hmm.
Well, how about you now at this point?
No.
Is it someone in the clergy?
Like a priest?
Yeah, like someone like that.
The Pope?
Yeah.
My aunt's a nun. Do you want to have her on?
Kind of.
I'll fly her in.
What the hell? Athlete. Oh my God.
What? Who else is there? A regular person with no fame.
No.
Okay. Why is this so... An actor?
Oh.
Yes.
Why was it such a weird yes?
Drake Bell.
No.
Oh.
Why is it such a weird yes?
because
they're not a good actor.
No, that's not it. They're an actor.
Technically, why?
Well, what's the other part of them that's technically not an actor?
It's not reality TV, he said.
They're not on screen.
Oh, voice actor.
Yes.
The SpongeBob guy?
No.
Patrick guy?
No.
Oh, you did tell me. And yeah, okay.
Are they on SpongeBob?
Yes.
Yeah. Sandy?
Yes!
Wow! Is it a male or female?
Her name's Carolyn.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks?
Sandy Cheeks?
Oh, that's fun.
So excited to talk to her. And she was also Cindy Vortex on Jimmy Neutron.
Fun.
So sick.
You should have the voice of Gary on.
You should have the voice of Milhouse from The Simpsons. He was so hot.
Yeah, that was Carly's first sexual awakening.
Was Milhouse.
Milhouse is hot or the actor is hot?
Milhouse.
The cartoon. That's who you were turned on by?
Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't say turned on. That's disgusting. No, I was
she told me her panties were wet.
Ew, no. I was just like, he's so cute.
Milhouse was your childhood crush?
I'm like...
No, it tracks. He's like a weird little freak. We like the weird little freak.
Was he like, oh, mom?
What, yeah, was he on The Simpsons?
Nerd. Yes.
I like that his name is Milhouse.
I know.
What do you think the origin is?
He's so innocent.
What are you going to ask Sandy?
Everything. She's been on the same show for the past 20 years.
SpongeBob is still coming out?
They're still going, yeah.
Do they sound the same?
Yeah.
They're all just old.
I think they sound... She sounds pretty similar to her character.
I did not know it was still airing.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Sandy Cheeks?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Carly didn't watch SpongeBob.
I don't know celebrities.
That's insane you never watched SpongeBob. I remember when it first debuted.
I saw a TikTok or something that made me chuckle. It was like, Sandy, how come you don't take your helmet off in your own home? Because you know she always has her... Because she's a squirrel and she lives underwater.
She does take it off in her home.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I brushed up.
Study
if there's
Sandy
one
Cheeks.
Thing about Joe, he's good at doing his research.
He gonna brush up.
It's really funny when Caitlin's trying to talk to me. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to work right now. And I'm just sitting there watching SpongeBob.
That's like Andy probably when he watches The Ladies.
Yes.
Ugh, that. I mean, I guess it's like half of our job because we talk about it. But like not technically. Like Andy Cohen has to watch all of The Housewives so he can like... You know, do his research like you do and then interview all the people.
However, I am still writing it off on my taxes.
Oh, your cable?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's research. We have to. It's part of our job. We talk about Vanderpump Rules.
You don't do that?
Just realizing how you guys are sitting.
Wait, do you not write off your cable?
I think I do.
Yeah, you should write off everything.
Yeah.
Watching movies. Music, movies,
anything
cable.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
I saw King Kong.
Your mortgage.
My mortgage.
Well, you can write off this room.
Yeah. This what?
This room.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you caught up on Vanderpump?
No, I gave up.
Did you see the reunion looks?
No.
Should we react to
them? Reunion looks just came out.
Share them.
Okay. You want me to send you a screenshot?
Yeah, send a screenshot of all of them to me and Carl.
Okay. And we'll go through and you have to say what you like. Joe and Carly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh. Initial, should we go through individually?
Top left.
Yeah.
Down. First off, we have our fan favorite, Katie.
Love.
She's either fan favorite or fan hated. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
I don't so think split. There's middle ground.
It's so split.
Why are people so polarized about it?
Because people think that she's mean, but I just think that she doesn't like sugarcoat things.
I didn't think she was mean at all. She's pretty just like to the point. She doesn't bullshit.
Yeah, but you also haven't watched the whole show.
Right. I don't. I only know her from 2 episodes.
Yeah. Shut up, Joe. I like this. It's giving space.
I love it. I'm not. I love Katie a lot. I have come around to Katie.
Does she hire a publicist for this? A PR address?
A stylist?
Maybe. Stylist.
Probably.
It looks really good. Her style, I feel like, is like she's coming into her own style. Yeah. So there's been a lot of like figuring out the things that she likes and doesn't like. However, she looks so fucking beautiful and hot.
I do.
Like literally, I'm like, maybe I'm gay.
I feel like looks wise, she's at her peak right now.
Yes.
Like, she looks amazing.
Yes. She's in her revenge era.
Yeah.
Literally.
Next up.
Ariana. Well, this looks like a Britney Spears. I mean, I guess that kind of works for her dance on Dancing with the Stars. But this looks like Britney Spears, like, music video.
I feel like they all really came into their own.
Whoever dresses her does an incredible job. Ariana is by far the, like, best dressed.
Oh, no. Lala. She does look like she's a
bridesmaid.
Were people saying that?
Well, this Aaron looks, told me that. And I was like,
this is so ugly.
I don't think it's an ugly dress. I just don't like it for a reunion.
I don't think it's bad.
Well, you're a boy.
But well, yeah. I don't think it's bad.
Well, you're Carly.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You're just really nice.
No, I don't
no,
think
I'm
she...
being, I'm
No,
I'm saying my honest opinion. I don't think it's bad.
Like a, it's like a spring dress.
It's like a bridesmaid's dress.
No, no.
Yeah.
I will die on that hill.
I think it looks like a bridesmaid's dress for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, I don't care.
No, boring.
Sheena, this is like the Moschina dress.
It just looks like Sheena.
Just good as gold.
It's got the gold. She will guaranteed make a comment about being good as gold.
100%.
Wearing this dress. And then the sequins. Sequins is a Sheena signature. I think she looks really beautiful.
Tom Sandy, looking fresh as ever. Love the green.
Yeah, the Toms look fine. I don't know.
Tom
boys are just boring.
Tom's looks terrible.
You think?
I hate his outfit.
Oh, I feel like
it's
him
gonna
and
give it
Kate.
Grandpa.
Yeah, like, he looks not good.
But it looks like him.
Yeah. I think James looks good.
Yeah, I like that he's wearing pink.
James looks like a Tom Ford model. What do you mean?
I think he looks great. He's wearing pink. How
he looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you were saying bad.
Look at that belt.
Ooh, Allie, I like Allie's for her. I don't think I would wear this dress, but I like that on her.
Oh, I didn't get Allie's.
It looks a lot like something Allie would wear.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wait, what's this other picture?
That's Joe.
That's Tom's.
I thought this was Allie again.
She looks like a tarot card.
Yeah, what the hell is Joe wearing?
That's Tom's girl?
Yeah. This like just looks like something Joe would wear. It's hideous.
It's crazy. But you know what?
Top two for me, Katie and Ariana. They're my top two on the season. Top two dressed.
No, I'm going to go James and Sheena.
Wow.
Okay.
I think I like Katie's and I think Allie just because I love her so much. I don't know. Maybe James also. I love his outfit.
Yeah, I just didn't include the boys.
I really wish you guys watched Bachelor.
Well, I wish you watched all of Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I'm catching up.
And the thing is, like, I could watch Bachelor.
When was the last time you watched an episode?
Tuesday of episode 2.
Oh,
no, episode 3.
Well,
so you got to get caught up because the reunion is about to be buck wild.
Yeah, buck wild.
What was the crazy tea that happened this season?
We don't know yet.
What do you mean?
Nothing really crazy happened this season, I thought.
Well, they're just it's the aftermath of Scandoval. Everyone kind of like now. I mean,
if you were to watch the show all the way through, you would be like, this season's crazy. Just because it's like everyone's being tested and it's like real,
mm-hmm.
I think. So the reunions are usually like 3 weeks, part one, part two, part three. And part three is always the craziest. So
like,
it's
just
like,
give it to us for 3 hours.
But sometimes
straight.
They do give us good stuff early.
At the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the update on Katie's sandwich shop?
Nothing. No, she did say something recently. I can't remember what I was watching, but I think that they said it's supposed to open pretty soon. I just heard it on something. Yeah, but I feel like she wouldn't say that if they didn't get the city stuff figured out. Like, I think she was like the summer or something like that.
Do people ever think if you guys are dating?
Yeah. That's why our podcast is called Only Friends. She's married and people still think that we're like together.
I don't know why. We put out our like wedding video and like half the comments were like, wait,
I thought
Carly and Aaron were together.
Oh, so everyone
as if we hadn't been posting wedding content for like a year.
For like 3 years at that point.
Yeah. The whole time. Thanks, pandemic. Just thought I was getting married to you.
Just heartbroken. Wait. Yeah. You're marrying him?
Do you guys think you'd be a good couple?
Well, we're girls. I don't like girls.
Yeah.
Like No, I'm not like in a, I only hang out with boys, but I mean like, I don't want to date a woman.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know.
Well, I feel like we have like a partnership now.
Yeah. We're domestic.
Yeah.
What's it called?
At this point.
A domestic like, partnership.
Domestic partnership.
What is that, 10 years? Mm-hmm. We have to like live together, I think.
Well, we did for 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you guys shocked that you guys are still going?
Kinda. Just like YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
I meant the partnership. You guys are still together.
Oh, no, I'm not
like
shocked by that.
Duo.
Oh,
no. No, I'm not shocked by that. I'm shocked that we're still doing YouTube. I'm not shocked that we're doing like podcasting and stuff. I think that's like very on par for what we should be doing. Right
yeah.
Now. Yeah.
We're just old now, you know?
Well, just to have a business with a partner.
How was your podcast started though? Like under, like, were you like, let's just do this? And he was like, okay.
With Ilya, he wanted to do it.
He was like, I want to make a podcast.
Damn, and now you're just still doing it.
Ilya was begging me to do a podcast. And I said I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to spread myself too thin.
Are you being for real with me right now?
Dead serious.
Okay.
There's videos
That's
of...
That's so interesting.
He would come on my mukbangs and ask me to do a podcast together.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I don't think it would work because my mukbangs basically were a podcast. So for me to do a podcast, it didn't feel natural.
That makes sense.
And then he convinced...
And then he quit.
And now look at you.
He gave me 2 years. He did...
Okay.
We did do it for a long time.
How many episodes did you have together?
Like 150.
Okay, that's a good run.
Wow.
Totally. Yeah.
That's when we're stopping. Two more. 2 more weeks.
So you guys are done after this.
We only had 150 episodes?
This was 100. Tomorrow will be 148.
Oh my God, you guys are breaking up?
Yep.
That's weird.
I'm telling you
now. We started in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
1 a week.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. And 2 bonus episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/onlyfriends.
So many episodes.
So many bonus episodes, and they're so fun. Joe is actually on one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that we said in that video, leave an emoji of a chicken tender on my page, and people just started leaving it. And I'm like, why the fuck are people commenting a chicken on my page?
We told people in our latest episode to leave snake emojis on Joe Biden's Instagram.
But then I was like, it needs to be like Tannen Brooke saying this, so like it'll actually... have work. Like a bigger pull, but
like for the White House to be like, what's going on?
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
But it can't be someone so big like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it works with like a Mac because he's not getting like 10,000 comments.
Yeah.
You know?
But like if a Joe Rogan said it, it would be like,
uh-oh.
Biden would know about it.
What did he say? Like the intern
for
Instagram is like, what did this numbnut say?
Can everyone go to Mike Sheffer's page right now and leave a snake emoji?
He'll know.
Mike's too. He also probably wouldn't care. And his phone's in black and white. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
His phone's in black and
white. His phone is in black and white, Joe. It is insanely aggravating.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it takes
he's
away
Mike.
The. It's like the sensory of it all. You are addicted to your phone because of bright colors and it stimulates your whatever. And he puts it in black and white during the day, I guess.
He's always doing like some new thing.
Which
on his phone.
I like that about Mike.
Yeah.
I like that he's like
he tries.
Out here trying stuff.
Interesting.
TJ does it too. His is on red.
Wait, really?
So once the sun goes down, he changes it to
red night
light.
Mode?
No, like red.
The color
Whoa.
Red.
Uh-huh. For what reason? Helps your eyes?
Yeah.
Does it,
he even
do,
has
do
like
TikToks
red glasses.
Look hard.
Yeah,
to look
it
at?
Looks off. It hurts my eyes.
No, I'd rather
And it's a little scary.
It's red.
Like it just looks like a demon on his side of the bed. I'm like, ooh.
You guys go to Godzilla vs. King Kong the other day?
Absolutely.
Is that a movie?
Not Joe. I've been on the ride at Universal many times, but that's
they
it.
They put out a movie?
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh no.
It was like a 4.4.
Out of 5?
Out of 10?
10.
Damn. I feel like they're just like putting movies out to put them out.
I don't understand why they missed the mark so hard.
They're just not talented.
That's really it. We need more AI.
More AI. For nope. sure.
I probably should say it. Well, I might get arrested, but I bought some chocolate mushrooms and I'd put my ID on this website and I'm just waiting for like a cop to show up at my door. But it's the same one TJ uses.
I think it's fine.
So TJ, if I get in trouble, TJ's getting in trouble.
TJ doesn't get mushrooms. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Nice. He doesn't get any mushrooms. Are we not supposed to say that?
I think it's one thing to incriminate yourself.
Okay,
but
sorry.
To incriminate another person? No, I think it's fine.
Are you building an ADU now?
Yeah.
How's that going?
She's doing it herself.
They start next week. We had someone come over. TJ ordered a shed so we can transfer stuff from our current garage into
it's like
the
storage
shed
right now.
And then from the shed back to the new ADU?
No, it'll just live in the shed.
Got it.
Otherwise, we would have just put it in a storage unit. It's a whole thing. But so some guy came over yesterday to build it and then was there for like 4 hours and couldn't do it.
Oh, he couldn't do it?
So he had to come back today with another guy.
Oh my God.
And then
do you have
gonna
to pay him for that?
I don't really know.
I'm sure. You have to pay him for his time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it'll all be figured out. But it was, he put together like all of the parts. So it was just like then putting it on the base that he needed somebody else to do. And like, TJ was trying to help him, but he was like, I'm just going to come back.
Weren't you and TJ going to do it together?
No, or was that never a thing? I immediately was like, I'm not building this. Okay. Like, not a fucking chance in hell.
Oh, I thought you guys were originally going to. I'm like, lol.
No, not like, me. I was like, I'm not building it. And he was like, I'm going to hire a task rabbit. And I was like, okay.
What are you putting in the ADU?
We're going to put our podcast studio in there.
You're building it just for you guys?
Well, no.
Oh. It's also, well, you can explain. It's like going to be like a living space.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, no one will be able to really stay in there if we have the
podcast.
But
once if they like sell the house, it's like, oh, and we have.
Which we never will because of our interest rate.
Yeah, literally. Please don't.
But yeah, like if we were to buy a different property and then rent out our house, we could then rent out the front house and then the back house and it would be like two.
We're the landlords that everyone hates.
Yeah.
Gen Z hates them.
But it's crazy. Like we tried renovating our house and like we were almost a year into waiting from the city for plans to be approved. And then at that point we were like, this is just like not fully what we want it to be. Like this isn't going to be our dream home. Like why are we going to put all this money into it? And then the ADU got approved in like 2.5-3 months because the city doesn't have housing for people. So they are really prioritizing people building ADUs to provide housing for
provide
people.
Provide podcast studios.
Correct.
Is that considered a tax write-off too?
I don't
know. Well, it will be for us. Or for you.
I don't really know.
Are you guys going to change the... Are you guys going to...
Yeah, what the heck was that?
Did your helium wear off?
Are you guys going to change the podcast to be having like multiple angles now?
I don't know. I think.
Yeah.
I think so. I want to do a little test run at some point before we actually do it because I have no idea how long it'll take me to like... I don't know. Maybe it'll be fine. I mean, you do it. Mike does it. So I'm kind of curious like how long that takes.
You should do it.
Because normally we record and I immediately just sync it and then upload it to like Patreon. So it's like a very quick thing. But I think it'll be fine if I use like Autopod or something.
I think you should do it.
Do you think that we only two angles or do we need three?
You just need two.
Okay.
Just one extra camera.
There's never going to be we never need an angle of like us open like this.
I never really use it.
Yeah.
As long as you have the two cameras working, then I think you should be fine. You guys read a lot of the Am I the Assholes?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to read us one?
Well, I came across one, but I feel like it's so obvious that she's not the asshole.
Well, sometimes those are good ones, though, because
and
it's so crazy.
And maybe you think that.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And
I don't,
we don't.
If we don't agree on this one, I think there's something seriously wrong with us.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for slapping my husband after he confessed to cheating on me?
No.
Am I the asshole for slapping my husband after he confessed cheating on me? Okay, so far no.
I, 24 female, came home after a long day at work. My husband, 32 male, had made us dinner, which he rarely does. After dinner, he cleaned up and did the dishes. I was surprised since this isn't something usually done without me having to ask for it. I jokingly asked if something was up and he hesitated before answering. He confessed to cheating on me with a coworker. I was completely shocked. It felt like my world shattered into a million pieces. I asked him how long it had been going on. He said it had been going on for a couple months. They've been seeing each other on and off. And as if things couldn't get any worse, he added that she might be pregnant. That's when I lost it. My whole world was spinning and I suddenly felt this rage come over me. I slapped him across the face and called him every name in the book. I told him to take his stuff and get out of the house. He left and had been staying at his parents' house. His mother has been blowing up my phone asking me to talk things out with her son, telling me how wrong it was for me to slap him and how heartbroken her son is over the situation.
Classic mom.
I haven't responded yet since I haven't been able to gather my thoughts yet. This whole situation just feels surreal to me. I can't believe the man I plan to spend the rest of my life with betrayed me like this. Was I wrong for how I reacted?
I think the nicest thing she could have done was slap him.
Yeah.
that was a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I would have literally taken the knife he was using to cook, put his balls up on the cutting board, and chopped them right off.
And then
said, have fun getting anyone else pregnant.
And then cook them and then feed it to him.
Yeah.
Oh, a slap is so uncalled for.
No. Not are you kidding. Fucking kidding me? Okay, I was like, are you kidding?
Like, how do you expect her not to be upset?
100%. I would expect to be slapped if I was the guy.
How fucking annoying is his mom?
I mean, maybe that's like domestic violence and people will be mad that we're saying that's fine.
They probably will.
I don't really care. I feel like he traumatized her, so he can handle a little slap.
He emotionally slapped her.
Yes, and then she physically did.
For
and which
months?
Which is worse, emotion.
Someone said you should get a lawyer and get an STD test. Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Wait, why the lawyer? For the divorce?
Yeah. You should always get a lawyer because I think it's whoever files first gets something specific. I'm not really sure. But it's like if you're the first one to file, it's like in your favor or something like that. I can't really remember the...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you want me to look it up?
Well, this is why people shouldn't sleep with their coworkers when they're married.
Or anyone when they're married. Or not married. How about
your coworkers?
Yeah, your coworkers specifically.
The guy at the gas station. Fine.
Wow, you sound just like Addison.
I know, I did.
That was really good.
Oh my God. I'm going to hit up Charlie XCX. Be like, bitch, I can scream too. You want to see the sweater I crocheted?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, she brought it.
I am aware that like most people have seen this and it's overkill, but Joe hasn't seen it and I just think his reaction will be funny.
And he requested it.
I'm going to preface this by saying I have not been crocheting for very long. I have actually made cute things. This thing, not so much. I knew halfway in it was going
to
be bad.
I meant to follow up. Have you, you know, done anything since?
I'm working on a blanket. It's just taking a really long time.
Perfect.
Does it fit a full-size human body?
No. You'll see.
Like, I don't even... Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to.
I feel like it's just going to fit a mug. Like a little cup.
You'll see. Let me get it.
It'll, like, the torso part could fit someone.
A small baby.
The arms, like, you have to be, like, 7 and under.
How do you do this? You just wing it?
Well, I was following...
She closes her eyes.
Yeah, let's say I close my eyes.
And says a prayer.
I was following this YouTube tutorial, and...
Joe, you gotta see the sweater this girl made.
You gotta see what... Should I show him first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you a picture first of what...
At what point did you realize it wasn't looking the same?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, so Carly, like, saw a YouTube tutorial on YouTube of a sweater. She tried to, you know, get the same fabric.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go.
And crochet, like, the same sweater.
It's not the same. Okay, so this is the inspo.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorge.
Looks
yeah.
like you could sell it at Walgreens.
I would, no.
Free People.
I would wear that.
This is from Free People, for yeah. sure.
Sheesh.
And mine.
Did you buy, bought the same coloring?
No. The thing is,
she tried.
Erin.
Oh my God, queen.
She was like, it works. It looks great when it's like an ombre yarn. And so I got an ombre yarn, but I didn't realize that the one she has is like color. Like it's like very, ombre. It like changes every like, you know, couple crochets. Mine was like a fucking khaki brown for the front half of the whole thing. Like it's ugly as fuck. Are you ready? Do you want to close your eyes for a second
sure.
so I can get it all situated? Please sure, don't sure, look. Also, one of the arms is falling off.
Oh, no. Not again. Seeing it in person is so much better.
I know. All right, Joe, you can open your eyes.
It looks like it's from Jeepers Creepers.
Like it looks haunted.
It looks like a horror movie.
It looks like...
Oh, my God.
But, like, this color is, like, the stitching is good. You have to admit.
I can't even get my hand.
I know. I fucked up and I made when I put the sleeves on, I did it too tight. You can't even get your arms through. Like, it's terrible.
Also, Carly measured. You said the girl told you this?
Yeah, the girl lied. She was like, measure around your wrist and that will be
the whole arm.
The whole arm.
Have you worn it yet?
No.
I can't even put it on.
You can't even fit.
Should I try? I have a shirt on under this.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, I could probably get like the torso on.
Yeah, but like not your arms.
You should reach.
All.
You should reach out to celebrities and offer to make them
it.
Stuff for the
no,
carpet.
We have said like if like imagine this in a frame like this.
Yeah.
In someone's home, you'd be like, "Oh, that person's rich," and like this is
it's
from
art.
A Victorian era. In
I
war.
Told her that I want her to bring like a bag of clothes to Crossroads and put that in the bag and try to sell it to them, just to see their reaction.
This is your first time putting it on?
Maybe I should rip the...
No!
I can't get my arms through the sleeves.
I know. I just don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't ruin it. Don't ruin this masterpiece. Yes. It kind of is a masterpiece at this point. Okay. I'm just going to do this.
Oh, no. Oh.
What?
Well, if it's your head, it's like a balaclava. Just wear it like a balaclava.
What the hell? I look like it. I look like Pennywise with this here. This is as far as it goes, y'all. I tried it on.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Did you start a new one yet?
Not yet. I needed a full break.
Can I see?
I'm making a blanket that's taking forever, but I'll definitely use it a lot. So I'm gonna do better next time.
It looks Pennsylvania Dutch.
I will
Dutch.
Be redeeming myself.
Yeah, it Mark is my words. Giving Penny Dutch.
Penny Dutch. Penny like a new age Penny Dutch.
You should give it to Caitlin as a joke.
Should I?
Be like, this is, yeah,
I
this
got
is,
it at Free People.
This is the new Skims.
Wait, can I say that?
Yes.
I went to Free People.
The Beale's Skims Pennywise campaign.
Does it look designer at all?
No.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It looks so designer. It looks like, okay, but if you told me like, oh, the Balenciaga people walk down the aisle with this, I'd be like, yeah, of course.
That's very,
you know what I mean?
Like Yeezy.
Like, it's not cute, but yeah, it's like Kanye's line. I don't know.
Can I give this to her?
Yeah, but I need it back.
I'll give it back.
Okay.
I got to find a bag that I can put it in.
Yeah, find a Prada bag.
You got to record it.
Okay.
But she may have seen it because I've like posted it a couple times.
She does know you crochet.
Yeah, so maybe she's seen it already.
We'll be like, I hired Carly to make this for you. Do you like it?
Okay, don't do that.
I picked out the color.
Her rate's so high, but you're worth it.
Yeah.
It was
like, it was either between this or a Cartier ring.
And you already,
and I picked this.
You already got a wedding ring. Like, I figured yeah. you would have yeah. won another Cartier ring.
And this
ring.
Is art. Art's deeper than
it's
clothes.
So art.
And Carly was so excited. You should have seen her face giving so it to excited. Me.
I was crying because I wanted it actually for myself.
This is itching me. You think I can take
oh,
this?
Oh, God. Out? We get it. You got your blood taken.
Do you want my bloody cotton ball?
Yeah, can I have it?
Yeah.
Was that for your doctor? No, don't throw it at me.
Well, you just said you wanted it.
I was joshing.
No, it was me. I took her blood before we got here. Just to make sure.
Oh, it's like itching.
Did you watch Yellowstone?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I love Yellowstone.
Me too.
I'm a Yellowstoner.
I'm a huge fan. Did you watch the prequels?
Like 1883. I started watching 1883, but then I was hungover the day I started watching it forever ago and never finished it. There was another one though.
1923.
I watched the one with Tim McGraw.
Oh, okay.
Which one's that?
There's a second. That's 18. I think 19 is with Harrison Ford.
I did not watch Harry, but that one I think won like awards.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
We you said we were going to watch them.
No, I watched all of Yellowstone, and now I'm finishing 1923.
Okay.
Well, you should watch.
I
Vanderpump
don't think
Rolls.
1923 was out when 1883 came out.
No, 1883 came first.
Okay.
I'll get Botox with you guys if you want to.
Can you reach out to someone?
Sure.
Because they'll answer a guy.
Yes.
What do you guys want?
Botox.
Xeomin. I want Xeomin.
On your forehead.
Yeah, and my crow's feet.
And buccal fat removal and a BBL. I need a BBL.
Okay, so you need a BBL, a buccal fat removal.
Actually, just Xeomin, like Xeomin on my forehead, in our foreheads.
Have you ever gotten it before?
Yeah.
And why don't you get any more?
We don't have enough followers anymore.
That's not true.
They
hate us. How about you reach out?
Okay.
I've already reached out twice.
I'll say, hey.
Because they think I'm probably like a desperate little.
Well, we are.
Wrinkled up.
You walk in.
Crocheting
you're just
grandma. Wrinkled. I crocheted
just be like,
once.
I'll pay. Like, I'll literally, I'll message them and say, like, willing to pay.
Hey, we'll pay. We just really want the fucking Botox.
They won't even take you even if you're willing to pay?
No, they we'll probably will. See. We just, like, do an influencer thing usually where it's like, we'll post updates of, like, the Xeomin working. And last time I reached out, they were like, we have a lot of influencers coming for, like, award season and Oscars and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay, that's fine. And then I reached out again and they were like,
nope.
Not yet. So.
Nope, you're still irrelevant.
We'll see.
Should I get it?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely
You didn't even look
it.
At me.
You definitely need it.
Where? My face?
Take your
hat off. Scowl. Go like this.
Oh,
yeah.
That was messed up.
Oh, wait. You have like great elasticity.
He has
Look
great
at how,
skin, yeah.
Do your, no, don't do that. Do scrunch your eyes again. Look at how low down his eyebrows go.
Maybe you could message him and be like, our friend Joe, and like say he, like, whatever, like his page or something, and be like, he'll do a whole YouTube video.
Yeah.
Getting Botox with us.
Okay.
Because you would, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Like, you wouldn't be embarrassed to tell the world you got Botox.
Is it a bad thing?
No.
No. I think it's really normal, but there's, like, some guys, they're so weird about it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm a boy.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious if one day I just got it, because my eyes just don't go like that anymore.
Like, you wouldn't see the crow's feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, I've seen this.
Of how much better looking you'd be.
Oh my God. You'd really look like Eminem.
Yeah.
Does Eminem probably gets Botox?
Probably not.
I doubt it. He doesn't seem like the Botox kind of guy.
I'm not going to get
but,
it.
But like maybe Jake Gyllenhaal does.
You're not going to get it?
If Jake gets it, I
he
get
does
it.
He does get yeah, it.
He definitely like, gets it. He probably does Xeomin.
I'm back.
They call Xeomin like the Gwyneth Paltrow of injectables.
Joe, it literally kicks in that night. Usually regular Botox takes like 2 weeks to fully kick in. Xeomin is like that night.
What if I sleep weird and then it like ends
it's
up
fine.
In my...
No, it does, that doesn't happen.
It does, fine.
However, oh, I'm not going to tell him.
It hurts?
No, it doesn't hurt.
The active thing?
Yeah.
I think you can still go on like a walk.
Oh, so. I can't go to the gym for how long?
2 months.
Shut up.
It's just no. That day.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I like, go after you, walk, after you get it done.
Yeah. I'll go to the gym in the morning.
And you can't lay yeah. down afterwards for 4 hours.
Which is really hard for us.
Yeah.
Because after no, that, we are...
We have to set a timer.
Yeah, like my friends, one of my friends always calls it life-altering surgery when yeah. she gets like Botox or like filler. Like, I just had life-altering surgery. Kind of feels that way. You're kind of exhausted after.
Yeah.
Your forehead's a little like, you know, you're feeling it settle in and you're just full of excitement.
And you're getting
joy.
Excited, yeah.
Oh, I'm full of joy. When it's Botox day, I am like at my peak.
Yeah.
I'm at my peak. Nothing can stop me.
I really just want to have like a Botox party. You know?
Please.
Like I want someone to come to me.
Please. And do it now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Come tomorrow.
Are Let's you guys, do it on Saturday.
Did you guys see Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber?
Where?
might have a split.
Oh, I did see that. Although I don't know anything about
it. I feel like this
it.
Has been a rumor for a bit.
It has been a rumor.
I saw like, a newer one.
Ooh,
yes.
What's the tea? Well, because there was a rumor going yeah. around that she was dating a billionaire.
That I didn't huh? hear. Just I saw that her dad made a comment to the press too.
Yeah.
I really like them together.
Really?
Yeah, when I hang out, like when we're all going bowling together, they just seem like they oh, really okay. get along. Speaking of, Diddy.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
I mean, I've just been saying, like, if there's tons of evidence
well,
against
Carly
him.
Carly did break the news.
I did.
You did break the news on TikTok.
Okay, to me, can I say something? Joe's the one that encouraged me to do this. And he was like, I thought it was really good. And now that we're sitting here, you're making fun of me to my
yeah,
fucking
you
face.
Are.
Did I make fun of?
You did.
You're laughing at me.
I'm laughing
you're laughing
at, you.
At me.
No, you because I forgot
you're laughing
that you,
at me.
I forgot that
I
was
don't appreciate it.
No, because
do you want your first walk-off? I will walk-off.
Walk-off.
That's not.
Mostly because I'm deeply insecure about the TikToks.
I don't know why.
I'm deeply insecure because it doesn't feel like me.
But I think you should keep doing those.
The thing is, like, I feel at my best when I feel like I'm being funny.
Oh.
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 Bye, Aaron.
Oh, no.
Oh, what happened?
Did
it
you just
overheat?
Died. Turned off.
I was delivering such good content that I was like, I got it. I got to turn it
content
off.
Content to fire got hot and turned off.
Why are you deeply insecure? I was a good friend. I fully supported you doing that.
No, I know. I just, it wasn't me. Like I was saying, I feel my best when I feel like I'm being funny and it was just way too serious.
And when you're like, I feel like Carly doesn't make content to like have it do well and become like a star. Like she's making content because she genuinely enjoys it.
Yeah, so but I also would like to do well.
Well, no,
that's why
I would like,
to
be a star.
But then like when you're doing stuff that like you feel uncomfortable doing, it's like, well, would you want to get big and then have
right,
that be
right.
like the only thing that
exactly.
you can really do?
That's
yeah.
Fair.
But like you love pop culture and like news and trendy stuff. That's why I thought it was so
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, I think
for
it would
you.
Have been better if it was like a more silly subject, like something
like
Kylie Jenner doing something or.
So then do that for
whatever.
The next one. Like Vanderpump's. And
yeah. I'll try. I'll see. We'll see. I didn't really like kind of want to delete it, but it's fine. It's up there.
Is it doing well?
It did okay. It did fine. No, didn't do like that though.
Because you basically did break the news.
I kind of did. I literally saw it was a post like seconds ago, and I was like, "I'm just gonna do this one."
it came up on my FYP, and I was like, "Okay, damn."
Mine too. I think
Entertainment Live.
I know.
That's why I laughed because I didn't hear it from any other news source, yeah. but I got it from you. I'm like, "Wait,
okay, well,
did he got arrested?"
I guess I did something right.
Oh well, I knew that was happening.
No,
but
Carly
it did
broke
come
the
up
news
on,
to me.
That's very
to you.
Funny.
That's hilarious. I feel like no one breaks the news to Aaron. I feel like she always knows everything. Right away.
Just chronically online. Well, and because, like, especially with Vander, like, anything Bravo, like, I'm in at least 3 different group chats. So, like,
yeah.
it's always being sent to me. Twitter. You gotta get all the news sources.
I don't send her, I feel like I don't ever send you Vanderpump stuff because I'm like, she's definitely already seen this.
What's the group chat for Good Influences look like? Is it still just you guys figuring out your dates?
Yeah, and we're like silly goofy. Yeah. Which we talked a lot last night in it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who contributes the most?
To the chat?
Yeah.
The most?
I don't know. Hard to say. I feel like it depends on the day, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll text a lot or I won't. Sometimes Aaron won't respond. Sometimes Matt won't respond. Sometimes Mike won't respond.
A lot of the time.
It's just the whole thing.
Matt is like a thumbs up.
Yes, yes. He's like a reactor.
What is it called? A reactor. Yeah.
That's what I like to call it.
I'm becoming right that way in my old age too.
Yeah.
I'm never
Maybe on my once phone. You get Botox, you'll go back.
Hopefully. Maybe I'll be younger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. We should get it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. This is
a great
plan.
I literally need it.
Oh, thank God we can use Joe to get Botox. Thank
Just
God.
Using men our whole lives.
Yeah. So something that they're good for.
I'm like, what other guy do we know that would get Botox?
Well, Matt has talked about wanting it, but he would never publicly
say. I don't think he would ever
want
to post it for some reason.
Well, am I publicly saying that I want to do something in a bad way?
No.
It's just like the...
Matt just cares a lot about what people think.
Yeah. It's just like a public, like...
TJ and Morgan both got it in one of our videos.
They
loved
it.
And they were posting it on their social media.
Oh. Okay.
And they got it again with us.
Yeah.
And aren't they huge, famous worldwide DJs?
They're literally yeah. Diplo's friends.
Okay. Yeah. Best friends.
Okay. I'm
in. You know, Dead...
Why?
Uh-oh.
Why is Do you think it's saving the footage?
Yeah, I checked.
Okay.
It was still
Do
on there.
Just, we can both
Yeah, we can just both
in
be
one?
In. We yeah. can share a mic. Bring your mic.
I'm just trying to get in the frame.
Okay.
I can't tell if I'm in it or not. You
Should
are.
We go get Pazookies?
Yeah, let's go get Pazookies.
Oh, we're done already?
I have to eat soon.
Why is that one overheating? This has never happened before.
Well, at least it's
the
just
camera,
us.
The camera, whoa.
At least it's just us and you're not wasting a good guest.
No, you guys are just important as everybody else.
Well, if not more important, right?
Once we get you Botox, you'll really know what's up.
Then I'll really know what's up. All right, let's go.
Are we your favorite people?
Yeah.
We have to be.
Yeah.
You guys are up there.
Who would be higher than us?
Like, in what way? Caitlin?
Well, obviously Caitlin. I wouldn't even put Caitlin in the running. She's obviously gonna be higher than us.
Caitlin, your family.
What about, like, girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are up there.
Do you have any closer girlfriends?
Who's upper?
Probably not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good. Keep it that way.
Done.
But we also don't like hang out.
Yeah, you do.
But Joe doesn't hang out.
I really don't hang out.
He's not a hangout.
I don't really either. Yeah. So maybe that's why. Maybe we would be besties.
But this is hanging out to me.
Yeah. I agree. We got to monetize our conversation.
Well, that's why I get anytime we have to leave. I'm always like, ugh.
I know.
But let's just keep hanging.
But that's why we're going to get Pazookies. That's
hanging
out
too. I love your presence.
Me too.
I do.
Joe's presence is truly a present.
If you guys wanted to go see Godzilla versus Kong,
I don't.
I would have invited you, but I know you don't want to.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
You did invite me to the Comedy Store that one time.
I did.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's nice.
Because I know you like seeing stand-up.
Did I tell you the story how I got a little tour of the back?
Yeah, crazy.
So fun.
Gorge.
The Comedy Store is like a very historic place for comedy. I just love it. Like, there's Jerry Seinfeld started there. Rosie O'Donnell started there. All the big people started there, and they're still there, and they show up there, and they do their little sets. I saw Dimitri Martin there. He showed up. Randomly, it was
Do
very
they
fun.
Have like a VidCon for comics? Because you should go to that.
I don't think so, but I would love that.
Hmm.
I want to try an open mic, but I would not tell a soul.
I know you've said this to me before.
I know.
You wouldn't tell us?
No.
What would your material be?
You wouldn't tell anyone, not even Nolan.
Well, I feel like
I'm going to go get McDonald's.
That's why I can't get my location out.
Yeah.
I probably would tell him, but I'd be like, don't come, obviously. I think he would be like weird to come the first time anyway, just because it's like, I wouldn't want to be there for anyone.
Give us a little...
I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Something about...
Crocheting?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll just bring that on stage and just win it over. But the thing is, I would never want it to be like a social media thing. Like, hey guys, come to my... You know, it would be like...
But what if you blow up? Then it becomes that.
I guess. I don't want to blow up because I don't have to tour. But, yeah. I don't want to be gone every weekend.
You could be the Diddy news breaking comedian.
I'm going to have to do Madison Square Garden soon. That's so nerve wracking. I'm not going to do a open mic. I don't want to do Madison Square Garden.
Maybe I'll just go straight to like a comedy special.
No, I don't want that either.
Yeah, because then you can just like record one and then you're set.
Yeah, but I feel like you're not respected by the other comics as much if you're not like touring and doing the whole thing.
Oh, well, you just skipped a few steps. They would then it would be like, jealousy's a disease, bitch. Get well soon.
I'm like a Nepo baby.
Yeah.
You're still in it. Don't worry.
I don't understand why it did that.
Are you stressed?
I'm bummed out.
Which place would you do an open mic at?
I don't even know where they are.
Oh.
I know Comedy Store does them. like people can go to the Comedy Store, but
that would be like an iconic first.
But I think it would be like fine. Obviously, I'd be really nervous, but like everyone there is doing an open mic, so like you're gonna be bad, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of makes you feel better, but you I don't know if I'll be good. Like I have no idea. So
you just have to be a little better than bad, and then you're good.
Yeah, like even at the Comedy Store, I've seen people that I'm like, really? I mean, for real. Like I used to go all the time, and there'd be people at like 1 a.m. that like people are leaving because they're so bad, and like it's just ooh.
Did you ever get up and walk out of someone's set?
Oh my god, not in like a mean way, but definitely if it got like too late. Oh my god,
what's going on, guys?
Internal temp too low.
On ours too, or is that
that one?
No, on the wide.
Oh, are we like burning
it's
up? Is there fire? Is your house on fire?
I don't know what's going on, guys.
Okay, maybe we should end.
It's the aliens
because I'm
scared. Tom DeLonge was right.
Let's go get Pazookies.
Okay.
Okay, Pazooks.
Pazookies.
Guys, thanks so much for watching. Leave a comment down below who else you want to see on. Leave a big thumbs up and make sure to subscribe
to us.
To Carly and Aaron. They're gonna be linked down below.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.